Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 27th. I hope you're well and cool. Coming up,
there really needs to be a strong focus now on implementation of policies and measures.
Ireland falling well short of our greenhouse gas emissions targets, and temperatures of 31 degrees forecast today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Ireland is falling badly behind on its climate targets and the gap is widening. New projections from the Environmental Protection Agency show Ireland could achieve a greenhouse gas reduction of just 25% by 2030. That's just under half of the national target of 51%. The EPA's Director of Evidence and Assessment, Ronnie Hall, says urgent action is needed to meet our targets.
So there's less than 4 years to 2030. And what we're saying today is that there really needs to be a strong focus now on implementation of policies and measures to meet climate targets, which will deliver then a wide ranging benefits for environmental protection, for public health, for well-being, and importantly, reducing Ireland's dependence on fossil fuels.
The prosecution in the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson begins setting out its case in court today. The former DUP leader faces 18 historic sexual abuse charges. His wife Eleanor is charged with 5 offences, including aiding and abetting, and is facing a trial of facts at the same time. Both defendants deny the charges. The trial could last 4 weeks. A woman arrested on Monday in connection with the disappearance and murder of 6-year-old Kyron Dernan has been released without charge. The woman in her 50s was the latest of 3 people detained during the investigation. A man and a woman arrested on 2 separate previous occasions were also released without charge. Gardaí say a file has been prepared for the DPP and the investigation is continuing. Kyron was reported missing in August 2024, but last seen alive in June 2022. Ireland is basking in record-breaking May temperatures, but we are being warned the heat comes with risks. A status yellow high temperature warning is in place for Clare, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary, Galway, Kilkenny, Laois and Offaly until 6 p.m. this evening, with temperatures in excess of 27 degrees. Met Éireann is warning of heat stress, water safety risks and the potential for forest fires. It's advising people to avoid the midday sun, stay hydrated and take extra care near water. Meanwhile, there's a call for a total ban on sunbeds by a new coalition against sunbeds. The group claims the ban would help to save lives and save the taxpayer nearly €10 million in treatments for melanoma. The group claims a person's risk of developing skin cancer rises by 75% for people who use sunbeds before the age of 35. Professor Áine Tobin, consultant dermatologist at Talla Hospital, says using sunbeds is dangerous and ageing.
I would be recommending, apart from the whole skin cancer risk, not to be using sunbeds, including the increased risk of developing cataracts at a younger age and skin aging. On the one hand, with people getting Botox and using retinols to reduce the impact of aging, the single most anti-aging thing any individual can do is to protect their skin in the sun and not use sunbeds.
House prices are set to rise throughout the year, according to Bank of Ireland. Data from the Residential Property Price Index reveals a slight drop in February, following a 0.3% increase in January. However, BOI says strong demand and rising wages continue to support price increases. Average house prices are selling at nearly 7% above the asking price. Group Chief Economist at Bank of Ireland, Conal McQuilla, says mortgage approvals are also rising.
We've looked at the data for transactions and we can still see in April and in May, the median property was being sold 7% above the original asking price. We can also see the mortgage approvals data where the amount people are borrowing has increased just above €340,000 in terms of a mortgage approval. So again, people are taking out more money. We see pay growth running around 4% at the moment. So if wages are increasing by 4%, you expect house prices to be doing the same.
Ireland is to become the first country in Europe to launch an internationally recognised workplace mental health programme. Developed in Canada, The Working Mind gives employers and teams practical tools to reduce stigma around mental health. Project coordinator Jackie Mulligan says it helps to recognise early signs of mental health difficulties and build safer workplace cultures.
I went to Canada and I got trained up to deliver this programme that basically takes you through how to understand stigma. And stigma is one of those areas that we really get stuck on because we don't realize the impact that it has when we say the tiniest little things that can stop someone from asking for help.
A cage fighting arena is going up on the White House lawn as Donald Trump prepares to mark his 80th birthday with a UFC championship bout next month. Up to 100,000 people are expected to watch at a cost of $60 million. The event is raising eyebrows, coming as the US is engaged in a war with Iran and the cost of living continues to soar. In entertainment news, Irish actor Andrew Scott says he hopes the family of the man he plays in a new World War II film will be pleased his story is reaching a wider audience. Pressure follows the tense build-up to D-Day as Allied leaders prepare for the invasion of Normandy. The actor stars as meteorologist James Stagg, whose weather forecast helped determine when the operation could go ahead.
He was absolutely resolute in saying, "I'm not going to give the go-ahead from my department to for hundreds of thousands of young soldiers to go and risk their lives. If the weather conditions are not favourable, I'm not going to say that they are when they aren't."
And in sport, in soccer, Shamrock Rovers defeated Waterford 3-0 in the SSE Airtricity Women's Premier Division last night. The result means Rovers break into the top three of the table on goal difference and put pressure on Galway United and Athlone Town. Waterford remains second from bottom with 5 points. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.